entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
To lift you up, it's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to the Connecting Caregivers Show, where you can find help and hope with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. With love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I have plenty of all of that. And we have Vaughn on the boards today. Hey, Vaughn.
Hey. How are you doing today?
Pretty nice sunny day out there today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I'm liking it.
Some pretty nice weather. In my opinion, the best kind. You know, 70, 60. I'm all about that.
Really nice. Really nice. Do we have Lynn on the line? What's up, Buttercup?
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. It's so beautiful out.
Yes, it is very beautiful out. I was just thinking about that this morning, how blessed I am to live in Florida.
Just to have
the sun every day, you know?
Especially when we talk to our Canadian friends.
Yeah.
And they've been in the house for 8 weeks and couldn't go out.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's
so
too much for me.
Lucky. Yeah. Oh, and I wanted to tell you a really nice thing happened this week.
What?
I got a call from somebody in my community. I didn't know her.
Mm-hmm.
And they've set up a committee.
Okay.
And they're going to, they wanted to know if I would like a call every day, like a welfare check. They're going to be calling all the single people.
How nice.
Yeah, and I said, oh, that's lovely. I said, my best friend sends me a lovely picture every morning, and I have to answer in the appropriate amount of time. And that way, she knows that I'm well, I know that she's well.
Right.
And I said, and also, she sends one to my sister who lives in this community. So she says, what's your sister's name? Checked her off the list. So I have to say, Lenny, you know, everybody's doing such really nice things.
Yeah.
But they're doing the things that you've done forever.
Yeah, I'm just, I don't know. You know me, I'm a little ahead of the curve every now and then.
You didn't need a pandemic to act nice.
But, yeah, it is wonderful. Things are happening. I'm seeing people help each other and neighbors do things. Where I live is kind of cool because a lot of my neighbors I didn't know because they would be working all day.
Right.
And now you see them out. So it's there's some really good things with this pandemic. There's some very sad and terrible things, but there's some really good stuff, too.
Well, we just have to hope that afterwards, like after 9/11, that we all remember this and how good everybody was. And
well, you know what? This one, we're all in it.
Yes.
We're all in it. So that makes a big difference, I think, too. There's no discrimination, race, age, you know, anything.
No.
So, yeah.
Well, a lot of discrimination against the elderly.
Yeah, well.
You know, who was I talking to? Somebody, and they were saying that, I think it was in Canada, in Ontario and Quebec, that 85% of the people who have passed away have been from senior living.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough.
It's really scary.
It's really tough.
But we're all coming through it, and we're all going to be better for it.
Yep, slowly but surely, and before you know it, you'll be back in the studio with me.
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, beautiful, have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
You too, have a great show. I love you, bye-bye.
I love you too. So we're going to have some callers call in today. We're going to have my friend Michelle Lowak. She's been on the show before. She's a family caregiver caring for her dad. Also, my friend Mac Tennant from Access Reverse Mortgage will be calling in, and we're going to talk about that stuff because we haven't spoken about that in a while. But before we talk to them, one of my sponsors is Alexander Spine Center, and right now they are offering complimentary chiropractic treatment, including examination, x-rays, and adjustments to all Pinellas County policemen, firefighters, doctors, nurses, and paramedics from May 1st through June 30th, 2020. So if anybody is interested in that, I mean, that's a great deal. I'm sure some people thought, oh, I would love to go to the chiropractor, but I really can't. Well, here's your opportunity, especially if you're a policeman, a firefighter, a doctor, nurse, or a paramedic. So you can just call Alexander Spine Center. They are on Park Boulevard in Seminole, and the number is 727-397-3000. Their information is also on my website, Linda Burhans. So take care of yourself, all those people, because you're taking such good care of us. Alexander Spine Center wants to take care of you. And they take care of me. Thank you for Dr. Schumann. The physical therapy he's doing on my wrist is just unbelievable. My range of motion is so much improving, and that makes me really happy. So, Michelle, are you here?
I am. Good morning. Good afternoon. Does anybody know what time it is?
Does anybody know what day it is?
Does anybody really care?
Let's not sing, okay? So, how are you today?
I am thankful to have a sunny day.
Yes.
To be talking to you.
Yes. And I was just saying to Lynn, sunny days are really good. I'm very grateful we live in Florida with the sunny days. So, Michelle's been on this show before, and Michelle is a caregiver for her dad, and I love her dad. He's just the greatest guy.
I love you and Lynn.
Yes, he's just the one. I can't wait when things clear up a little to be able to come and see him. But I'm sure as a family caregiver, you're going through a lot of challenges right now because of this whole coronavirus. Yes?
Yeah, that's an understatement.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because I think other caregivers are going through that, and I think they need to hear about it.
Okay, so I think one of the biggest stresses, for me anyway, is that everything in society is be positive, be happy, and be joyful, and, you know, spread the joy and keep the negative to yourself. And yeah. As a caregiver, when you're stuck, and I say that, stuck meaning the circumstances. It yeah. is definitely a choice to take care of your loved one.
Yes.
But in the situation that all of us are facing, whether you're a caregiver, yeah, we're stuck. And it's not by choice. And I think for me, and I think for a lot of others, when things are out of your control, that makes it even more stressful.
Difficult, yeah. Yeah.
You know, with dementia or any of the reasons that you might be taking care of a loved one in the home or giving care at an assisted living or at a memory care or wherever it is that you're providing right. the care and the support for a loved one, yes, things are definitely out of your control, because otherwise you wouldn't need to be there as caregiver.
And what's so important for the caregiver and the person you're caring for is routine. And we don't have, well, we're in a different routine, but their previous routine was crushed.
Correct. And I think that the biggest challenge for me is giving myself permission not to have to have it be perfect all the time,
yeah.
knowing it's not going to be. It's never going to be perfect again. But
it'll be different.
Right. And creating moments that are joyful and that are funny and that are memorable.
So how are you keeping your dad engaged?
Well,
because he's not leaving the house now, right?
No. Well, that's not true.
Okay.
Let me backtrack a little.
All right.
Another thing for me is, and I think a lot of caregivers, because in order to be a caregiver, you want to be in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
So I've had caregivers with daddy recently. Not as much because of what's going on.
Right.
But I do have to say that I think a lot of us as caregivers, and what I'm hearing out in the community and in talking with other caregivers is, oh my gosh, I can't let home health come in, because then they're going to get my family members sick.
Yeah.
And all I can say on this, and this is personally my feeling, and I hope that this resonates with some people, and I think it does. I think that all of us were exposed to this virus before it was ever...
Right, before anybody knew about it.
Exactly. And one of the reasons, the main reason I choose to take care of my father in my home and change my life around that is to give him the best quality life possible. I don't believe in survival. I think that that's a myth. And I think that that's a really short sell for any human being to just survive.
Yeah.
So... for me, I pushed to have home health be here with daddy, and it is the greatest thing ever. I cannot tell you enough great things about Dr. Boland. Even before this started, I fully believe in Dr. Boland. She's a neurologist that comes to the home. And instead of spending 7 minutes with my dad, she can dive deep and she can get to know him and she can see what he needs. And I think for caregivers, really dig deep right now. If you are spending your life caring for somebody to give them the best life possible, why are you settling for going into a doctor's office? Let the best professional come to you, which is Deborah. And the second thing is then, because she came out and she saw the differences, she recognized something that wasn't diagnosed in Daddy before.
Wow. Well, there's nothing like seeing somebody in their home environment.
Correct. And you know, Daddy is Mr. Positivity. Everybody loves him. He can be walking around with 6 broken ribs and everything's fine.
Yeah.
But literally everything is fine.
Right.
Because that's what he thinks.
That's who he is.
And so having Fusion come in and the speech therapist that comes in and talks with Daddy and is working with Daddy, and because of me allowing her in and embracing Fusion coming in, he'll be having a device sent to him next week that will help him to have a better life and to help him thrive. You can't get that if you don't let down your guard and let the professionals in to come help you.
Right.
As much as we want to think that we can do it on our own, and Michelle can do it best because I love him better than anyone else.
Exactly.
But I'm not a speech therapist. I'm not an occupational therapist.
Exactly.
I'm not a physical therapist. And having those other professionals who have dedicated their life to taking care of other humans and have the specialized training, that's what Daddy deserves.
That's a gift.
And other people's loved ones deserve. So,
And Daddy gets to see another face. And you get a half hour to breathe.
Yep. Well, I sit in the other room and I'm taking notes. I'm taking notes on my phone of everything that they're doing so that I can replicate it and so I can be better. And so I can be a better caregiver for Daddy. He deserves that. And I truly believe that everyone wants what's best for their family member, whether they are living in an assisted living memory care. Everybody's choice is very personalized, but everybody wants to be better at whatever they're doing. I believe in my heart.
Well, I love the people that listen to this show. I love the people that come to my support groups, that come to my speaking engagements, because those are the caregivers that care.
Yep. I think another thing, too, is that, you know, the aides that have been coming to take care of Daddy, when I say, does he get out? He's not being ridiculous. We're not tromping him around a store.
Right.
That's just absurd.
Yeah.
That is just absurd, in my opinion. Again, my opinion. If that's what somebody else wants to do with their loved one,
that's their business. Their right.
And every choice has a consequence.
Yeah.
My choices are that Daddy does go out. They go through the drive-thru and they get a drink and then they go to the park and he gets to enjoy the people walking around and exercising and seeing the children and taking pictures and having time, because as fabulous as I am, guess what? He doesn't want to be around me 24 hours a day.
Everybody needs a break. Everybody needs a break.
I think one of the best things, and I just want to do this real quick and tell you, this is the greatest idea, I think, is if you need to get your loved one out and you need to get out just because you want to blast the music or whatever it is, get them in the car, go to the bank, get some coin rollers and get some change and bring it home and tell them, I need you to sort this for me for, and he's sorting the stuff for his great grandchildren. We've been doing this for days. So he got to write the letter with me before we went to the bank to thank them for the coin wrappers. It off. They got to see through the drive-through window and he got to wave at them, and he is doing something for me and he's doing something for his great grandchildren, giving him purpose. And it doesn't cost you anything because you're giving money at the end, but you're giving them a task, and every day it's a success.
Yeah, because everybody wants a purpose.
Correct.
Everybody wants a purpose. Well, honey, thanks so much for calling in today. I really appreciate it. You'll have to come on again. We'll have to chat some more. Please give Daddy a kiss for me.
Thank you so much, Linda, for cards from, you know, your cards from Send Out Cards. He has one by his bedside. He's got several of them in the house. And to look back at them, and it is a joy for him. And his brownies from you. I mean, the littlest things, what to you was really little.
Oh, honey.
I can't tell you. Like, I kept it together when Bernadette came over, and she and Donna put together this
amazing
package and dropped it off. And, you know, Daddy was like, oh, my gosh, look at that car. Whose race car is that? And Bernadette's like, that's fine. You know, so don't underestimate the power of just reaching out to maybe another caregiver, because it feels good to give.
Yeah.
And accept the help, because that's been a challenge for me. And thank you. Thank you for what you do.
I love you, baby. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Mac, do we have you on the line?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Joyful and grateful. You know me.
As usual. Speaking of somebody with a purpose, as Michelle was just saying, I love what you do.
I'm so glad you're here. We haven't been on the show in a while, and we're going to talk about a bunch of things. But for my listeners out there, especially the ones that have my book, Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask, Mac is one of the authors in that book, and his chapter starts on page 55. And has so much information about reverse mortgages. In fact, when I was writing the book, my editor was editing the book, and she said, I was always fearful of getting a reverse mortgage, but once I read the chapter, I got it. And that was a wonderful thing. And that's some of the information we want to get across to our listeners today, because a lot of people have had some bad ideas about reverse mortgages. And I think especially in today's climate with what's going on, we can use your help, Mac. So, Mac, start out telling our listeners who you are, how long you've been in business, and then we'll chat further.
Sure. Okay. First, talking about caregivers, I am passionate about what you do, because I saw my father try to be the sole caregiver for my mother when she had Alzheimer's, and we convinced him to hire some help, but not enough, and his heart gave out. And then we ended up with, after my father passed from his heart giving out, we ended up with round-the-clock care from my mother. She lived a long time.
Wow.
So, but I know from just seeing my dad what he went through, and then my father-in-law has had severe Alzheimer's. He's gone now, too, but I saw my mother-in-law trying to care for her. So, Linda, keep doing what you're doing.
It's
such a need out there. You know, you see it every day. But
yeah. You know, as Rosalind Carter said years ago, you either are a caregiver, you have been a caregiver, you will be a caregiver, or somebody's going to be taking care of you. So I tell everybody, everybody gets the opportunity.
Yeah, that's right. And some people can't step up to it, and some people do, and some people maybe shouldn't. But
yeah,
it's hard on anybody who tries it. Anyway, you've got lots of stories on that. In that regard, too. We started Access Reverse Mortgage 15 years ago. Actually, April 7th was our 15th anniversary.
Woo-hoo!
And thank you. We've been fighting the same battle for 15 years, in that what you said earlier, that people don't understand reverse mortgages, and it's getting a lot better, but it's actually changed dramatically in the last year or so. But it's not unusual for me to say, you know, I'm a reverse mortgage expert, and people kind of tense up, like, you know, I'm robbing grandmothers or something. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't really believe in it. And we've done about 1,500 of them. We're ranked as high as number one in the state of Florida in volume. We're typically number three. Oh, there's two big companies in Miami, but we're a family company. We're local, so we're very different than most of our industry, we're more geared to high pressure telemarketers. You see the TV ads and all that, and we're just not that way. We're local. We're low pressure.
Yeah.
We're
but I like that. I like that one on one. I like that. It makes me feel a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing you can do if you're talking to any mortgage person is go on the National Mortgage Licensing System website and look up their name, and it's kind of shocking. You look at their employment history on there, and it's not unusual to see a loan officer who 3 months ago was a blackjack dealer in Vegas.
Oh my goodness!
It really isn't. It's anyway. So
where can people look for that? Where do they go?
Well. National Mortgage Licensing System.
Okay.
Anybody who does mortgages is licensed through there. Although if you work for a federally chartered bank, you're not required to be licensed. Interestingly, you don't have to go through the background checks and all that we do. But anyway, that's another story.
But Mac, even though you're located here, though, you could do mortgages in other states.
I only do reverse mortgages. I only do them in Florida.
Okay, just so you know. Okay.
I do belong to an organization that's of people like me across the country. But
So go ahead.
Anyway, the issue with reverse mortgages has always been just a lack of information. I've heard all kinds of professionals speaking publicly, speaking on the radio, saying things about reverse mortgages that are just flat out wrong, untrue, or outdated. So the program's been around since 1988. There's been FHA has tweaked it over the years to correct the issues that. Have caused problems over the years, but the thing that we see now, the press is finally coming around because there's a number of universities across the country that have whole departments dedicated to studying retirement finance, and I mean that's a huge issue our society, and they've all pretty much come up with the same conclusion, and that is if you look at if you do an analysis of a person's likelihood of their money lasting their lifetime, okay, that's
right.
the probability of your money lasting your lifetime. That's called the financial planning industry calls that a Monte Carlo simulation because it's just predicting the odds of your money, you living, storing money in the bank when you die. Well, if you look at that, the average Monte Carlo simulation improves by 20 points. With the introduction of a reverse mortgage early in retirement. So if you do a financial plan, and financial planners have these computer programs that will analyze it for you, and it comes back and says you have a 70% chance of your money lasting your lifetime. Well, that's good. It's probably better than average, but 90% is a lot better. And you add a reverse mortgage in, and that's going to go to 90%.
That's a huge difference.
That's pretty phenomenal. There's no other financial product or maneuver you can do in your retirement plan that will come even close to that.
Yeah.
And that's just a huge boost.
We're going to hear from our sponsors right now, and then when we come back, we'll chat a little further. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Thanks, Linda.
All right,
this is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, caregivers, when somebody wants to help you, let them help you. So, Mac, I see you just posted on the Facebook page that information we needed.
Somebody had posted above me the same website, but I put the direct link to the consumer access where you want to...
Perfect.
I think where you want to go to check a license.
Thank you. Okay, so Mac, how can a reverse mortgage help caregivers? And let's also talk about the costs of a reverse mortgage, because I think a lot of people think it's very expensive.
Right, okay. So... I got a, actually, my wife Pam got a call from a local person here the other day who just closed on a reverse mortgage about a month ago or 2 months ago.
Okay.
And they got the reverse mortgage not because they were in any kind of financial difficulty, but they needed some money in reserve. They were concerned, what if, you know? And so, and that's a common use of reverse mortgage, is just set up a standby line of credit, much like you'd have a home equity line at the bank,
right?
But with a lot of advantages. This person called, and just to say thank you for encouraging them to get the reverse mortgage when they did, because all of a sudden now they have no work. This person is self-employed, not legally allowed to work right now, no income. And so they have a
cushion.
Significant, well, they have that, but they have a significant stock portfolio that they could draw from, but the market's down over 25%. So another thing you'll see in an analysis of a retirement financial plan is one of the worst things that will kill a plan is being forced to withdraw money from your portfolio in a low market, in a down market.
Right.
It's called called sequence of returns risk, and it's if you do that, it just completely can destroy the whole plan. You know, you talk about what. Anyway, so this person, because of the reverse mortgage, is able to take a draw on that as much as they need to get through this downtime. And when things recover and hopefully the market comes back up, if they choose then, they can sell some of their portfolio and repay the reverse mortgage and then have it again to draw back in future. You know, it's just so it really is.
It's another
phenomenal
option.
It's a way to tap your home equity without selling the house, without moving. And it think of it as a home equity line of credit where payments are optional. That's the basis of it.
But what our listeners don't understand, what's the difference between a home equity and a reverse mortgage?
So there were focus groups done 2 years ago. 88 people in groups of about 8 or 10 went and were given a presentation on product A and product B, one being the traditional bank home equity line, the other being the reverse mortgage home equity line. They weren't identified, though it was a blind comparison. Mm-hmm. At the end, 85 of the 88 people chose the reverse mortgage line of credit over the bank.
Wow.
Bank HELOCs are very attractive unless you have to use it. And then there's some tremendous pitfalls there. The big thing right now, if you remember 2008, I had a partner at the time. He's going to be 87 this year, so he's not active anymore in the business. But he had a home equity line with SunTrust. He'd had it for 30 years, and when the market crashed, the real estate market, SunTrust sent him a letter and canceled his home equity line of credit. Said pay it back. And
a lot of
people don't realize, so all home equity lines have a term, usually 10 years, so they're all going to expire, and then you hope you're able to renew it at that time, that the economy is such, and your income such, your market conditions are such, but they also have a provision that if home values decline, they can call the loan due. So a home equity line of credit is very dangerous. It's great until you need it, and then that just at the time you need it, when the world's falling apart, that's when the banks pull them back. And if you saw J.P. Morgan Chase quit issuing home equity lines of credit last week, and a lot of other banks did this week.
Oh, really?
So if you have one that's expiring right now, you're probably dead. You probably cannot renew it. I could go on and on about home equity lines of credit. I mean,
tell me more stuff about what's good about a reverse mortgage.
That's good. Okay, so let me touch on closing costs, because that is an issue.
Yeah,
closing costs are higher on a reverse mortgage. There's no question. They're financed. You're not going out of pocket for them.
Right.
They just become part of the loan, but the reason they're higher, the number one reason FHA charges, FHA insures the program, and they charge an upfront fee.
Okay.
But because they're guaranteeing the end value of the program, the interest rates on these are really low. It's interest rates like 2.7% right now.
Wow.
And FHA charges 0.5% on top of that, but still 3.2% money is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
And that's because of FHA's involvement, and that's the main thing that drives the interest rates up. The other thing is, it's a lifetime proposition, so that makes some of the fees higher. The title insurance is higher, the doc stamps are higher, just because of the technical way they're handled.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you go back to the overall potential impact of the reverse mortgage. The FHA reverse mortgage has this really cool feature called the credit line growth rate, where they take the part of your line of credit you're not using and increase it each month.
Okay.
So I'll tell you for an example, a financial plan I just was working on this past week or two. This person had a pretty good analysis, and they didn't go to a financial planner. They had a spreadsheet. They had the whole thing geeked out, and with all these different assumptions on interest rates and inflation rates and all these things. And by their plan, him and his wife were going to run out of money when they were 95 years old. So
God
that's
bless
pretty
him.
Good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I mean, so they had long-term care insurance and they were not in bad shape, but that's still, you could lose sleep over that.
Yeah.
Cause that for them was 28 years from now. By getting them, they had a $250,000 condo. By getting them a standby line of credit on the condo, they don't need any money right now, so they weren't going to take any money, just
right.
charge the closing costs. That line of credit at today's interest rates, it would grow to $350,000 by the time they're 95. So they start now about $125,000, and it grows every month. So now all of a sudden,
they're going to have,
they've got a $350,000 reserve when they're 95 now that they didn't otherwise have.
Right.
So now they've got a much more solid retirement plan. So when you look at it in that light, the closing costs really become insignificant. I mean, it's such a huge impact on finances.
Right.
60% of our borrowers have an existing mortgage. So they're maybe not going to get money from the reverse mortgage. We're going to just pay off the mortgage they have, and they'll no longer have a mortgage payment.
Right.
So because the interest that's charged each month on a reverse mortgage gets added to the loan instead of paying it.
Okay. So if people are thinking about this, what steps should they take?
Well, one thing I will say is be very cautious of inputting your information on the internet. There's a lot of websites out there that have the word education in them or something like that. Like they present themselves as a place you can learn about reverse mortgages, and what they are is really lead aggregators. They take your information and they'll sell it to half a dozen companies for about $250 per company.
Wow.
And then you've got these really aggressive telemarketers calling you all day, trying to get you to do a loan with them. So
that's terrible, especially for a senior.
It is, and there's mailings. There's even some companies will come and knock on your door.
Wow.
And that's anyway. So just be careful on the internet. There's a lot of bad information out there too. The National Reverse Mortgage Lenders Association is a good source.
Mm-hmm.
NRMLA. I'll put their website on your Facebook page. And also FHA has a lot of information because it's their program. They have a lot of information on reverse mortgages.
Right now, with everything that's going on right now, okay, some people have been out of work 6 weeks, whatever, and they're running out of money. Is it a good time to apply for a reverse mortgage?
I'm the busiest I've been in my entire career right now. It's phenomenal time to get a reverse mortgage. For a couple of reasons, everybody knows interest rates are at the lowest they've ever been, and the amount you can borrow on a reverse mortgage is impacted by interest rates. So there's that. As far as not being employed, in most cases, we can meet the income requirement with just Social Security. Even if people aren't drawing it, just their eligibility usually is enough to meet the income requirement. So even if somebody's not working, we're probably fine on qualification.
Okay.
I spend my days educating people on reverse mortgages. That's what I do.
That's what you do, right.
Anybody wants to call me, I'm happy to spend time. We can have a phone call. We can have a Zoom call. I'm not meeting with people right now. My wife and I are coming to the office, and nobody else is coming in. Everybody else is working from home. But
it's like me alone in the station. Well, tell us what
I
your
see
phone
you
number.
On the video.
Yeah, tell us what your phone number is, and we'll repeat it again. But for the people that are listening right now, what's your phone number?
Yeah, it's 727-240-0000.
Pretty easy to remember. So it's 727-240-0000.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's or accessreverse.com.
Yeah, and all the information will be is on my website, and all the information will be on my YouTube channel today after the show. So if anybody doesn't have a minute to write something down, you can listen to it again later, or you can just go there for the information. Where does Access Reverse Mortgage fit into the industry here?
So the industry is you got there's three or four national companies that are basically telemarketers, and you'll see the ads on TV, and that's...
Is that like the Tom Selleck commercial and stuff?
Tom Selleck, that company is the biggest in the industry, but they spend, as you can see, they spend a ton of money on marketing, so their costs are higher, so we're going to give a better deal than they will. We just don't have those costs. The other end of
that's
the industry...
That's very interesting to know.
Well, it's. I mean, no slam on them. They're a good company,
I'm
and they do generate
on,
a lot
I'm just
of
saying, it's
interest
interesting.
For us. You know, it's. I love when they earn the ads because people call us. But, so then, the other end of the industry, over 300 companies wrote a reverse mortgage in Florida last year. Only six of us do more than three a month.
Wow.
There, over 200 companies wrote one or two reverse mortgages in Florida last year. And what those are what I would call forward mortgage or traditional mortgage companies that now, well, they put in their ad, we do reverse mortgages. And God help you if you fall into their lap, because often I'll get a call, you know, these guys have been working on my mortgage for 4 months, and now they won't call me back.
Oh, my goodness.
The reverse mortgage is a very specialized product. It's very complex.
And you've been doing it for 15 years.
15 years, yeah. And there is just, there's a lot to know. And the worst thing in my life is we get 3 weeks into a deal, and we should be getting ready to close, and something comes up that I missed. And even now, the FHA rules are almost 500 pages long. And we're pretty expert, but you don't want a rookie or a high volume telemarketer doing this for you.
Exactly.
You want a specialist, and there's a designation called Certified Reverse Mortgage Professional, and it's the highest designation you can get in the industry. And there's only 14 CRMPs in Florida, and I'm one of them, and two of the others work for my company.
There you go. So you got a trio there.
We are very expert, yeah.
All right, Mac, it's time to hear from our partners, but don't go away. When we come back, we're going to talk a little further.
Okay, thanks, Linda.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out.
Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what that means. It's time to get your pen and paper, because usually I had a bunch of good seminars to tell you about, but with the COVID, not too much is going on. But if you go to my website, lindaberhans.com, you will see the online support groups that I'm doing. I'm doing, I think, 6 a month, some on the weekends, some in the evenings, some in the morning, and they've been phenomenal. Caregivers have been able to share so much and learn some new things, and just to know that they're not alone and just to see another face has been just unbelievable. And on June 11th, I'll be doing a Zoom presentation seminar, the Dementia Dance with Arden Quartz. So I'll let you know more about that, what's going on with that soon. So Mac, what else do you want our listeners to hear about reverse mortgages?
Well, I said we've done 1,500 of them, and there are a lot of high pressure people in our industry. We're definitely not that way. I literally have closed loans this year. People have been getting my newsletter for 7 years, and that's not unusual at all.
Well, it was finally the time.
We're just happy to educate. We'll give you the information. If it's not right for you now, we'll give you the information and you make the decision on it. So
yeah, it's always good to be prepared. Look at it ahead of time, even if you're not ready at this moment. I think that's very important, especially for caregivers. You don't know when that dilemma is going to come. How long does it take to process a reverse mortgage?
So usually about 5 weeks. The industry average is 60 days. Depends if we run into snags or not, but
okay.
It's not immediate. One thing we're trying to communicate as an industry, and that is it doesn't work that well as a rescue tool. By the time somebody gets into financial difficulty, we run into qualification issues very often.
Okay.
The time to look at this is early on. Really, as soon as somebody hits age 62, they should look at this and be aware of it, whether they do it right now or not. The thing that, in my mind, everybody should do one of these when they hit age 62, and I know that's self-serving, but if you look at statistically what it does, the benefit, the only time somebody wouldn't want to do this is if you're not thinking about staying in your home long term.
Okay.
It's not a good short-term loan. We do have non-FHA products that we can get down to, and some FHA products we can get down to almost zero closing costs in some scenarios. So, but for the most part, the most common programs, the closing costs are significant, so you don't want to jump into it and out of it 18
Max,
months later.
Somebody just called in and asked a question. Do they do a home inspection? Do they come, what's involved with that?
So part of the process is we order an appraisal.
Okay.
We order it from here, and that's been an issue lately. We actually, FHA actually granted an exemption. We don't have to do an interior inspection now. It's strictly exterior. If the borrower doesn't want somebody coming in their home, they don't have to.
Okay. I'm glad, because somebody just asked that question, so it's good to know that, because I didn't have a clue.
Yeah. Yeah, no, typically they would do a full appraisal with pictures of every room and all that, but you can opt out of that and just have them do an exterior and internet research now instead.
Yeah, usually if the exterior of your house is nice, your interior is nice also. You can usually tell pretty much.
For your audience, I think the real relevance is that this is an excellent way to finance home care.
Yeah.
And even long-term care if one spouse has to be institutionalized. But we see that that's a very common use of this is to finance
because we're living
care.
So much longer now. Like you say, you may have think you had a pretty good financial plan, but you really don't have enough money to live into age as long as you may.
Does anybody really know? I mean,
I
think everybody kind of worries about how much is enough. You know,
right. But look at how much longer we're living now than we used to. Come on. When I was younger, people lived till 65, 70 years old. They were done.
Yeah, and as
is this person whose money was running out at age 95 really secure?
Exactly. You never know. I tell you, I've met quite a few people 100 and over.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what could be worse than
being
100?
Then you're 95 and you can't take care of yourself.
You're 95 and you're broke, right?
Yeah. That'd be pretty scary. Yeah, that's not a good thing. If your kids are still alive, I don't know.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get ready to wrap it up in a little bit. So what's the last thing you want our listeners to hear today, Mac?
Well, I just like everybody to have an open mind about reverse mortgages as part of a retirement financial plan. And so many people out there could benefit from this program who won't consider it because of some nonsense they've heard. And I just encourage everybody to have an open mind, research it yourself, and if I can help.
Have you ever thought, Mac, about doing a webinar or a Zoom about reverse mortgage?
You know, I've taught a lot of classes at Pinellas Realty Organization on the reverse mortgage for purchase. That's a whole other story. But and I've done a lot of seminars. I've never done a webinar. And yeah, I might be a good idea to
think about that. Because if you already have all the information, you just got to record it, and then if you could give that to me, or you can just or you could put it on YouTube or whatever, and then I could pass that on to all my listeners.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about that more than that. All right, my friend, it's about time for us to go. Give us your phone number and your website one more time.
Yep, 727-240-0000, and the website's accessreverse.com.
And once again, you can find all the information on my website, lindaburhans.com. Thanks so much for being with us today, Mac. Please give my best to Pam.
I will, Linda. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All righty. So I hope you got some good information there. It'd be great if you could do a little recording of that, because I really think a lot of people just don't understand it. And or you can go to my book, Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask. It's available on Amazon in hard copy and also in Kindle. And that book also, there are 18 other professionals in that book that have each wrote a chapter on their expertise. And then following every other chapter is one of my heartfelt stories, because you know that's what I do. I've had some meetings this week, some Zoom meetings. If you have some issues or something you need to talk about, you can call the Area Agency on Aging. There are area agencies on aging in all over the United States. But lots of times with things that are going on with caregivers today, they're not quite sure who to ask. If you call the Area Agency on Aging, they can direct you in the right place. And there are so many things that they take care of that I think people just don't even know about. Also, I mentioned last week on the show about Greenstone's awesome icebreaker that I had heard in the Tam Cummings seminar. And I mentioned it on the show this week, and I spoke to a couple caregivers, and they said, it works. So what the deal is, let's say you're just really ready to blow your top, really ready to lose your temper, or you just feel like so stressed you can't even like think straight. Go to your refrigerator, take out an ice cube, put it in your hand, hold it over the sink so you don't drip water all over the house. Wrap your fingers tightly around the ice cube, shut your eyes, stop talking, and breathe through your nose. And before you know it, you're going to find you're going to be so much calmer. It's something about the physiology with the body. You got the cold hand, plus when you're squeezing it, it feels hot. But it's a time that the body takes over and says, okay, Linda Sue, now it's time to start breathing slower. Now it's time to get your head here together. And sometimes that's really hard to do without something like that. So I'd be interested in if any of you try it to email me at lindaburhans.com. Let me know how it works. Thanks so much to all my caregivers and friends for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. We'll be back again next week. Solo probably again, but we'll be here. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day. To brighten up even your dark.